Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. Where the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good morning from John Thiel Gymnasium as the Martin Luther King Tournament resumes for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team battling the Manuka Indians in the second game of the day. First game for the Silver Streaks, obviously. Ryan McElmurray has it down below us in the near corner as we are just underway. Brandon Thompson, a floater down the lane, goes off the back of the rim. And then we have a foul over the back on Adam Reynolds, a 6'4 junior for Manuka, as Chad Thompson came down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Let's set the starting lineups for you. For Manuka, 5'9 junior Kevin Burkett is the starting point guard. Jake Hogan has a basket on the inbounds. They find Brandon Thompson for what else is new over the past few days? A possibility to three-point play. Jake Hogan, a 6-foot sophomore. Ben Heide, a 6'3 junior. And then the big players, the post players, Coach Mike Reynolds was referring to down low. Lavelle Dean and Adam Reynolds, both 6'4 juniors. It's a young team, not a single senior in the starting lineup for Manuka as Brandon Thompson finishes off the three-point play with the free throw. And Galesburg takes the early 3-0 lead over the Manuka Indians, first meeting ever between these two teams. Left side on the drive, Burkett. Baseline, throws it away. Ryan McElmurray penetrates after stealing the pass. Now at the other end, Brandon Thompson, shot a little bit strong off the glass, gets his own rebound and put back, and it's 5-0 Galesburg.
Our guards are going to be a real problem for Manuka. I can see that right now. Mike Reynolds knows that they're putting a lot of pressure on these guards, trying to keep it away from the two big guys down low. McElmurray and Thompson going to be a real problem for these guys today.
Skip pass into the right corner. Hogan's three on the way, a little bit too strong. Weak side rebound batted out into Hogan's hands, who chases it down before it goes into the backcourt. And a new opportunity for the Manuka Indians. Missed their first shot after turning over their first possession. Right side in the corner, Ben Heide shoots a three. Weak side rebound. Garrett Williams reaches behind him to come down for a strong rebound. Galesburg coming off that monstrous upset over Warren Township on Saturday night. Coach Mike Reynolds said, you know, our players had some bounce coming in. In fact, that was all the coaches' observations as they turn it over on this possession. Talking to all of them, that is the universal concern among the coaching staff, is after that big win over Warren Township, to come in here and not play with any kind of urgency. And in the early going, at least, that hasn't been the case, as Galesburg has a 5-0 lead. Couple of offensive rebounds, forcing a turnover on the Indians in the early going. Here's another three and another miss and another rebound for Garrett Williams. Into the front court, a drive by McElmurray underneath the basket, gets fouled. He'll get a chance at a couple of free throws.
Streaks really attacking the basket in this one. Their first possession worked almost a minute off the clock. It looked like we were going to be as patient as we were against Warren, but then the last couple of times we've been in attack mode, getting out in transition, as McElmurray will have two free throws coming.
Coach Mike Reynolds said he wanted to get this game going up and down a little bit. McElmurray's first free throw is good. 6-0. So the post players potentially could present a problem for the Silver Streaks, but with the pressure defense on the outside by the guards, if the guards can't find the posts, then that certainly negates that potential concern. McElmurray makes both free throws. Galesburg on top now, 7-0. Full court there pressure forces another Manuka turnover. Pass too high for Kevin Burkett at only 5'9 to be able to sky for that one and come down with it. And it goes through his fingers out of bounds. And a substitution for the Indians, Darren Myers comes in, a 6-foot sophomore, replacing Burkett.
Just another job of good scouting and preparation by the Galesburg coaching staff to drop this press on these guys early. Force three turnovers already now on the Streaks, trying to build on the 7-0 lead.
Well, and by putting the press on, it also makes sure your own players are going to play with some energy. Here's Thompson down the lane, gets fouled on the way to the basket. We've got four team fouls on Manuka already. Hogan with two.
Adam Reynolds, one of the post players, with one. And now a foul on Lavelle Dean is his first. So four team fouls already on Manuka. We've played only 2.5 minutes. Thompson's first free throw is good. 8-0 is the Silver Streaks' lead. So any concern that Galesburg wouldn't come out ready to play in the early game here today, at least for the first 2.5 minutes, has not been the case.
Yeah, and after the big win Saturday night, Mike Reynolds did not let the team just take all day yesterday off. He knew they'd have to get a little practice session in, which they did, and it looks like they are raring to go this morning.
9-0 is the Galesburg lead. 7 points already for Brandon Thompson. Full court pressure again coming out of the free throw. Lob onto the right side over to Reynolds. Now back reverses directions to Heidi, and they finally get it into the front court to Darren Myers, the sophomore. Double teamed by Thompson, and McElmurray gets the pass away to Heidi. Now brings the dribble, skips it over to the right side. Quick three by Adam Holstein. The 5'9 sophomore misses, and Ryan McElmurray on the weak side with the rebound. For Manuka so far. Here's a quick three by Dalton Davis from the corner. Online, but a little bit short, and Holstein comes down with a rebound for Manuka.
A little short from there in the warm-ups, too. He tossed an air ball from the same spot as last warm-up. That time he caught little of the front iron, but early in the morning, not quite enough muscle on that one.
Quick three by Heidi. That one won't go down. Under the basket with a rebound and the putback. Adam Reynolds puts it up and in. That's the first offensive rebound for Manuka. First points, obviously, at 9-2 as we approach the four-minute mark of this first quarter. Bounce pass on the give to Davis. Right back out to Garrett Williams. Down low to Chad Thompson, trying to curl into the lane. Skips it out to Garrett. He'll shoot the three. Got it.
You could tell Garrett wanted to shoot it the first time he had it, but couldn't quite find the opening. They move it around back to him. Buys a little more time. Nothing but net.
Right side, Holstein with it. Top of the circle it goes. They swing it around left side to Heidi, and a little reach foul from behind on Garrett Williams. Heidi was just starting to dribble around him. Garrett poked it away from the backside. Picks up the first Galesburg team foul just past the halfway point of this first quarter. 12-2 is the Galesburg lead. Maine South defeated Marion Catholic in the first game here this morning, 71-45. Sterling and Warren Township will play in the game to follow here.
Manuka almost in shoot-it-before-you-lose-it mode. Their guards really don't want much to do with the ball with the pressure Galesburg's putting on them right now.
Anthony Thomas, a 5'9 sophomore, into the game now for the Indians. Coach Scott Tanaka will substitute often for this team. He has a short roster in terms of number of players as Lavelle Dean gets the offensive rebound and the putback. It's 12-4 Galesburg.
That's where the majority of their points will come from, the two big guys down low, two putbacks, all they've had so far. Dalton Davis, another big man to guard tonight. He's got Lavelle Dean as the ball goes out of bounds, comes back to Galesburg. We talked with Dalton after the game the other night about how, you know, he's undersized. He always has to guard a big post player, and he's got a big one today in that Lavelle Dean, 42 for Manuka.
Poked away in the backcourt. Manuka knocked it into the backcourt, then chasing it down, knocked it out of bounds. So Tremaine Carson into the game for Garrett Williams. Much earlier substitution in this game than the Silver Streaks felt they could afford to do on Saturday night. Backdoor cut works perfectly. McElmurray to Dalton Davis lays it up and in, and the Streaks had their 10-point lead back with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Talking about the Manuka roster, only 11 players on the entire roster. Coach Mike Reynolds feels Scott Tanaka of the Indians will play 9 of them. Dean too strong on the shot underneath the basket. Now Reynolds gets away with a little elbow into Chad Thompson, trying to clear things out in the lane. Thompson takes it in hard from the right side, runs into those two big post players, and a defensive foul will give Chad a couple of free throws.
You mentioned Gurney Warren playing the next game. They'll have to sit here and watch this and go, man, we lost to those guys. Although they're playing well right now, it looks like a team you could lose to, but I'm sure Warren's still trying to figure out what hit them Saturday night.
Five team fouls on Manuka now. Second of the game on Lavelle Dean, so that hurts the Indians as one of their post players has to go to the bench. Jesse Collins, a 6-foot senior, will replace him as Thompson makes both free throws, and all five Galesburg starters have scored now in this game. Streaks leading 16-4 with 2:43 to go in the first quarter. So, again, good balance by the Silver Streaks, which has been a product of part of this 10-game winning streak here lately. Manuka breaks the full court press. Myers into the front court. Pull up 15-foot jumper. Rolls off. And McElmurray into the basket with his second rebound. Streaks in transition. Get it up court. Manuka gets back defensively. Left side. Thompson drives baseline.
Oh,
gives it
nice.
Off to Tremaine. Up and
Very
in.
Very nice.
Thompson drew the defense, cutting in from the left side, and that allowed Tremaine to be wide open in the lane. Right side on the outside, Holstein, top of the circle. Swing it around, left side it goes to Thomas. Now back up top to Collins, just into the game. Collins with it between the legs with the dribble. Streaks give him a lot of room to shoot. They back off him again, and he still won't loft the three. I mean, there's nobody even anywhere near him to put a hand on his face. Now he steps inside, misses a 15-foot shot. Garrett Williams with the rebound. Silver Streaks up court quickly. Dalton Davis penetrates. Garrett Williams, left side, Brandon Thompson for three. That one rolls off. And good box out by Reynolds for his second rebound. Thompson had a good look at it, just spun around the rim and popped out. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg on top of Manuka, 18-4. Top of the circle, Reynolds. Left side it goes over to Thomas. Now a quick pass down low, intended for Reynolds. Stolen away by Dalton Davis. Leads the break. Left hand and a blocking foul called as Jesse Collins chased him down into the front court. That'll be the first of the game on Collins. And it'll send Dalton Davis to the free throw line. Streaks have been to the line a lot. Six team fouls on the Indians here in the first quarter. Galesburg already 7 of 7 from the free throw line, and Davis will go there for his first attempt. And it's up and off the back of the rim.
Rebounds a little easier to come by this game than they were Saturday night. We've got 8 already. We only had 3 rebounds at halftime Saturday night. You know, and you think about that Warren team, too. I mean, we played almost a flawless game, really. And they still had a shot go off the rim that could have won it at the end. That's how tough they are.
Yeah, a pretty close in shot. It wasn't like they heaved it from half court or anything. That was a shot in the lane. Davis makes the second free throw. Substitution coming in. Chad Johnson for the first time for the Silver Streaks. His first action since a little bit of playing time in the early game against Marion Catholic. Again, the Silver Streaks played all 5 of their starters nearly the entire game on Saturday night. Tremaine Carson got, we think, Jim, a minute and a half of playing time entire game. Otherwise, it was all 5 starters for the entire game. 19-4 is the Galesburg lead here in the first quarter with a minute to play. On the outside, Nick Casimir Lang off the bench, a 6'3 junior. Gets it into the hands of Hogan back into the game. Now down low, quick look to Casimir Lang, puts it up and in.
It's the best offensive set Manuka has had the whole morning. Their other baskets coming on putbacks. That time they did exactly what they wanted. It got in the mismatch in the low blocks and got the easy deuce.
19-6 is the Galesburg lead. McElmurray across half court. Skips it right side to Brandon Thompson in front of the Indians bench. Now Garrett Williams dribbles it out of the corner. Gives it to Tremaine, top of the arc. Down to 30 seconds to go. Chad Johnson curls around to the free throw line. One-handed shot rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound. Tremaine takes it away. And the Streaks were backing up in transition. Now get into the front court. McElmurray hits a three. Credit to Tremaine Carson for keeping that one alive. He just ripped the rebound away. And the Streaks end up getting 3 out of it. Now down low at the other end. Shot into the basket. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Manuka.
Never dreamed it would come quite this easy this morning.
12 seconds to go. Streaks lead by 16. 22-6 is the score. On the inbounds, Reynolds lobs it back out high to Anthony Thomas. Quick touch right side over to Holstein. The sophomore gets it back into the hands of Thomas with 6 seconds to go. All the way back in the midcourt circle, Reynolds with it, trying to drive in with 2. Spin shot rolls off, and Thompson with a rebound. Unlucky for Reynolds as that one spun around the rim and fell off. 22-6 Galesburg at the end of 1. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
At Lacey England Agency in Knoxville, see me, Peg Bivens, your auto owner's agent.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Bob Clark is our guest tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News. He'll tell us about the Casino Night event, a fundraiser for the Knox Galesburg Symphony on WGIL.
22-6 is the Galesburg boys basketball team's lead at the end of one quarter, with the Minooka Indians having the ball to begin the second quarter. Jake Hogan back into the game. Top of the circle, Reynolds playing with two fouls. Lavelle Dean with two fouls also back into the game. Ben Heide and right side with it. In fact, all five starters are on the floor. Bounce pass in the lane, ill-advised, as Thomas bounces it right into a Silver Streaks defender's hand. Dalton Davis brings it across midcourt. Chad Johnson stays in the game. Williams back in. Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson back in. Lob to Chad, up and in. Dalton found him from the outside that time. 24-6, Galesburg by 18.
We do it once a game. The last couple of games, it has worked perfectly.
Chad Thompson with four now, and a beautiful assist from Dalton Davis. To Chad cutting in from the left side down the lane on the backdoor lob. Reynolds at the top of the circle. Cut off by Garrett Williams. Now gets it into the hand of Thomas, the sophomore. The only non-starter in the game for Minooka right now. Dribbles it left. Ryan McElmurray got a short breather at the quarter break. He'll be back in the next time the ball goes dead. Under 7 minutes to go first half. Galesburg, impressive start here today, coming off the big upset win on Saturday night. Terrible shot at the other end, but the rebound put back by Lavelle Dean. Jake Hogan was way off the mark to the left, but Lavelle Dean was there for the offensive rebound and the putback. 24-8, Galesburg by 16. Minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. Brandon Thompson, lob again, this time to Thompson again, who puts it up and in.
If you're Minooka, that's embarrassing. To have the same play against you twice in a row, you know, one time it catches you by surprise, the next time, yeah, here comes a substitute.
And a three-pointer on the way. Heidi's shot won't go down. Chad Johnson blocks out for the rebound. Silver Streaks back into the front court. Thompson, Johnson, left side Garrett Williams for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Lavelle Dean for Minooka. His third rebound of the game already in the early going. Back into the front court. Indians down 18. Left side Hogan, sophomore. Bounces it down low to Reynolds. Trying to back in on Brandon Thompson. Shoots over him. Banks it in. Second basket of the game for Reynolds. He has four, 26-10. Quick three, quick two on the other end. Chad Johnson hits the 17-footer.
Well, it's a good thing he hit it because nobody else was there to rebound. He was the first one down and just decided to take the shot and went out and then back in.
Averaging less than a point a game. Quick runner at the other end. Heidi's shot rolls off the back iron. Rebound Garrett Williams. Spin move into the front court. Left corner, Chad Johnson hits a three. His season high, and Minooka calls timeout. 5:17 to go first half. 31-10, Silver Streaks having some fun. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5:17 to go first half. Any concerns that the Galesburg Silver Streaks might come out flat after the big upset win over Warren Township on Saturday night have not materialized through the first not even quarter and a half. Everybody is contributing, and the Streaks lead by 21. 31-10 is the lead over the Minooka Indians. Left side Holstein in the corner. Gets it into Reynolds. Gets Tremaine Carson to buy it on the pump fake. And Carson fouled him. Reynolds will get a couple of free throws here. Only the second team foul on Galesburg.
Hey, we were talking during the break. I don't know how we could play any better than we're playing right now the last few games. And hopefully we can find a way to even step it up another level. But if we do, we'll be scary good because we're just, you know, everybody's comfortable shooting the ball well. You know, as coaches always say, if you shoot well, you know, you can play with anybody.
And the Silver Streaks are shooting very well in this game.
Yeah, and, you know, we're taking great care of the basketball. We're valuing the possessions. Our defense is solid. You know, even rebounding well enough with these teams that have much bigger players inside. Case in point there, Tremaine Carson keeps that alive and keeps it away from Lavelle Dean. It comes back to Silver Streaks on that one.
After Reynolds missed the second free throw, it's McElmurray, Davis, Carson, Williams, and Chad Thompson. In fact, Thompson's roaming the baseline. He desperately wants another backdoor play, but now the 2-3 zone sags in on him a little bit. Thompson skips it out high to McElmurray, fakes left, drives right, gets it into the hands of Williams, who reverses it back to Davis in the lane. Now here's a backdoor cut to Thompson, out to McElmurray. Good ball movement by the Silver Streaks. They're going to run it again. Carson in the lane this time with a one hand up and in.
Boy, I tell you, that was pretty. I mean, they really whipped the ball around, and then Dalton knew exactly where he wanted to go. It was Tremaine and a soft touch inside the floater, nothing but net, as they just crucified that zone defense of Manukas that time.
Kind of made you dizzy watching that ball go around the arc twice like that. Reynolds posts up down low, forces it up and in off the glass, and this will be a defensive foul call on Chad Thompson. Possible three-point play for Reynolds. 33-13, and Reynolds has 7 of the 13 points for the Indians, and he's about the only thing they have that's going right now.
No, he's a 4-inch shorter version of the guy we saw from Warren the other night because he's about the
Nathan
same build.
Booth. Yeah. 19-point Galesburg lead as Reynolds makes the free throw. He now has 8 of their 14 points. Ooh, tough pass by Ryan McElmurray. It's deflected, but Carson gets a hand on it and corrals it. Trying to shoot over the 2-3 zone or find something in the back door cut.
Ooh, Dalton was open underneath, but it
sure
closed
was
quickly.
Chad Thompson on the outside, lobs it into Tremaine, gives and goes. Thompson will shoot the three. That's a little bit short. McElmurray knifing down the lane, got a hand on the rebound, but Reynolds comes up with it for Manukas. Into the front court. Indians down by 19. Quick lob down low to Dean. Tremaine reaches in, knocks it out of his hands, and it's out of bounds called on Dean. So apparently he touched it last, trying to get it back. That's the fifth turnover on the Indians.
Another thing, we're talking about how well the Streaks are playing, but the thing I enjoy is these kids love to play basketball. I mean, to a man, I've always said Dalton Davis, he just plays with a smile on his face half the time. You can tell how much he likes it. Bucket, McElmurray just loves it, and all the other kids, of course, when you're winning, it makes it even better. But these are all kids that don't play football. These are pretty much strictly basketball, so they practice most of the year. A few baseball players out there. Dalton's a good one, but by and large, it's a basketball-oriented team, and they love what they do.
Chad Thompson in the near corner, into the lane. Carson gives it right back to Chad with a reverse layup. How's that for a give and go? 21-point Galesburg lead again at 35-14. Thompson with 8 in the game. Chad has 6 in this quarter. Left side down low, Reynolds. Trying to post up Tremaine Carson with the up and under. Too strong off the glass. Rebound batted out to Ryan McElmurray. Here come the Silver Streaks. Now Bucket will pull up into the front court. Williams on the left side. Back into McElmurray's hands. Brandon Thompson to check in for the Silver Streaks at the next opportunity. Tremaine in the lane. Out to Davis for 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound Reynolds for Manukas.
The ones we're missing, we're not missing by much.
Under 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Galesburg leading by 21. It's 35-14. Dean posting up, kicks it back out to Holstein. Now they swing it left to Heidi driving into the lane. Hands off to Dean at the top of the circle. Good defense by the Silver Streaks, not giving up anything easy. Reynolds with a beautiful 3 from the left wing. He's doing some talking out there. He's scoring for Manukas. He has 11 of their 17 points. Galesburg still with an 18-point lead.
Yeah, he didn't expect that. His talking is probably talking to his teammates saying, can I have some help?
Top of the circle, Thompson, right side corner. McElmurray drives baseline, dishes it out. Williams for 3. Oh, in and out. Rebound McElmurray. Bucket has 4 rebounds in this game now. Now McElmurray drives, left side up and in. The opening was there. He brought it all the way back out on the dribble, then reverse directions right back in, and a full timeout called. On the floor, 1:37 to go in the first half. Galesburg calls this timeout. Streaks leading by 20. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
The Eyewear Gallery understands that Murphy's Law can affect even your new glasses.
I was walking on the ice when my feet went one way and my new glasses the other.
My frames didn't look so good after my friend and I had a collision on our sleds. Man, that hurts.
Don't let Murphy get you down. The Eyewear Gallery has a 2-year guarantee on all of our frames and most of our lenses. I'm Chris. Come see me on the first floor of the Cottage Medical Plaza in Galesburg. The Eyewear Gallery. A new look, a new you.
WGIL congratulates Kelly Marfel of Galesburg, who won $100 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Manuka with the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. We have 80 seconds to play in the first half. Silver Streaks lead by 20, 37-17. Adam Holstein on the right side into the lane to Lavelle Dean. Lobs it into Reynolds, just over the hands of McElmurray. Reynolds barking again down low as he gets the shot up and in. And a foul called on the Silver Streaks. A chance at another three-point play. It's the first of the game on Ryan McElmurray.
The Manuka Indians attacked that 1-3-1 by the Streaks perfectly because we had Ryan McElmurray on the backside of it, one of our smaller players. Granted, he jumps well, but they kept the ball up high and worked it down to the big boy sliding in on the baseline, and they got the two they needed but missed the free throw.
Chad Thompson comes down with his second rebound. McElmurray will walk it into the front court with a minute to go in the first half. Silver Streaks leading 37-19. Skip pass left side. Brandon Thompson back into the game at the timeout. Has it now down below us. Far outside on the left elbow. Gets it to McElmurray. Quick bullet pass down low to Garrett Williams. He's triple teamed on the blocks. Kicks it out to Dalton Davis in the corner. Now they reverse it back around to Brandon Thompson. Skip pass right side. Down low. Davis to Garrett Williams. Posting up. Out to Davis on the wing. Now with 36 seconds to go, Brandon Thompson floats in from the left baseline, puts it up and in. He has 9 in the game. First basket of the second quarter for Brandon. Silver Streaks lead 39-17.
This is one of those games where we can have about any shot we want with the patience we've got and the good ball movement. And that time we passed up a couple of decent shots for a better shot and did just the right thing with Brandon on the baseline.
Manuka holding for the last shot, actually trailing 39-19, not 39-17, as they said a moment ago. Heidi drives down the lane with a one-handed shot inside the free throw line. 3 seconds to go. Davis with a rebound from half court. Hits the front of the rim. That's the end of the first half. Silver Streaks with a good first two quarters. Lead by 20 at the break. Coming up on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, we'll take a look at first half statistics, individual scoring, and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Coaching staff should be happy leading 39-19 at the half. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Honey, try this. It's a new McCafe caramel mocha.
Mmm. What mocha?
Caramel mocha.
You mean caramel mocha?
Caramel.
Caramel's a town in Indiana.
But you don't say, hi, I'm from Caramel, Indiana, so it's caramel.
Caramel is sweet, mixed with rich chocolate and smooth espresso, topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle.
Fancy people say caramel.
Introducing McCafe Caramel Mocha from McDonald's, or
caramel.
I don't know who you are.
The simple joy of indulgence at participating McDonald's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
If you're trying to sell your home and the little for sale by owner yard sign isn't getting the attention it deserves, list your property on Galesburg.info. With pictures, descriptions, and radio ads, we'll get your home noticed. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks boys leading Minooka 39-19. Galesburg has led the entire way after scoring the first 9 points here in this game. Their biggest lead was at 22, I believe. Yes, 22 and 33-11. It's 39-19 at the half, and statistics will bear out exactly what we're seeing on the floor here, Jim Lee. Streaks are shooting great here in the first half.
Shooting great, defending well, hardly any turnovers. Minooka is really afraid to really even reach out a hand or make any sort of overcommitment come out of that zone because they know that our guards are just too quick. They'll blow right by them, so everything working in the Streaks' favor in this one. It's not a matter of whether we'll win this. It's by how much, unless we just really lay down in the second half. Streaks up by 20, shooting 58%, 14 of 24 from the field, hit 8 of 13 in that second quarter. And again, we can get about any shot on the court we want in this one. As for Minooka, they shot a little better in the second quarter at 5 out of 10 from the field. They're 8 of 24, 33% for the first half. The surprising thing, Minooka had started a good-sized front line in Lavelle Dean and Adam Reynolds. Reynolds has been a horse in their scoring, as Brad will tell us here in a minute, but those two kids both at a real bulky 6'4". I figured we would have a tough time rebounding, but we've gotten the inside position on a number of occasions and just outworked them in there and have won the rebounding battle. I show it 16-10 right now on the glass in favor of Galesburg. And only one Silver Streak turnover in this one. That came real early, and that was just when I think McElmurray thought that Dalton Davis was going to break out a little higher than he did and end up throwing it away. That was not a pressure situation there at all. Minooka with, it seems like they've had more of it. Brad, I've only got them for five turnovers at halftime.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they struggled early on and did a better job handling the ball in the second quarter.
And the Streaks didn't have as much pressure in that second quarter. They started it early but pulled off it a little bit as the second quarter went along.
Three-point shooting, Minooka only one of seven. Silver Streaks shooting 3 of 10, so not great, but about average for the season. Galesburg 8 of 9 from the free throw line, didn't shoot a single free throw in the second quarter. Minooka 2 for 4 from the free throw line, all of those belonging to Adam Reynolds. We'll go over the individual scoring when we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. We'll also talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, find out what the team discussed in the locker room. My hunch is they won't be in there too long, leading by 20 at the half, 39-19 in their fourth game of this Martin Luther King Holiday Tournament. Back with more Galesburg High School boys basketball from John Thiel Gymnasium coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
At Lacey England Agency in Knoxville, see me, Peg Bivens, your auto owner's agent.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. A winter weather advisory in effect till 6 tonight. Snow, sleet, or freezing rain this morning, then rain or sleet in the afternoon. Accumulation up to an inch, high of 35. Steady temps tonight, rain, snow, and sleet in the evening, then a chance of snow or freezing rain after midnight. Temperatures falling throughout the day tomorrow with a chance of morning snow. Currently it's 27 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Listen up, Galesburg. The new year is here, and so am I. Listen for the Glenn Beck program weekday mornings from 9 to 11 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Minooka 39-19. Let's go down to the sidelines. Jim Lee is with assistant Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, assistant Steve Cheeseman, we are almost playing scary good right now. You guys look real sharp.
And we want to keep it going. This is where greedy is good. You know, this is we talked about before we came on the air here, that this is a real trap game. You have a big win on a Saturday night. It's a 9:45 game on Monday. We really talked about having energy and continuing to add to what we're doing, and our guys just came out and played a really, really nice half of basketball. Now, we'd also talked here, we can't be satisfied. They're a nice ball club. We've got to keep their big guy from scoring inside a little bit and keep moving the ball and doing the things we're doing and try to build on that and keep this thing going.
The big kid, outside of him, you've been able to get pretty good position inside and get the ball and head the other way.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that's hurt us here. I think he had 8 out of the first 10 points, and they were from inside low post moves or stick backs on the offensive glass. So we've got to identify him and make a couple adjustments with him.
Marion Catholic on Saturday really kept us from getting much into our bench in that first game. This one, you got an opportunity. Will you use that if you get it?
Yeah, and we need to for a lot of reasons. These guys got to contribute. Plus, we've played, what are we playing, 5 games in 3 days. So attrition factor is really important here, too.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Galesburg assistant coach Steve Cheeseman giving us some insight from the locker room as the Streaks come back out onto the floor, ready to start the second half, leading 39-19. First half scoring individually for the Silver Streaks. Nobody in double figures, but tremendous balance. Brandon Thompson leads with 9. Chad Thompson has 8. Ryan McElmurray with 7. Chad Johnson off the bench with 5. Tremaine Carson off the bench with 4. Garrett Williams and Dalton Davis each had 3 in the first half. For Minooka, Adam Reynolds had 13 of the Indians' 19 points. Lavelle Dean, the other big man down low, with 4. Nick Kazmir Lang off the bench with 2. So all of the points for Minooka are coming down low by the 6'3 and 6'4 players. The guards do not have a single point for Minooka in the first half. All post players have scored. And now Brandon Thompson hits a 3 to start off the second half. And Coach Scott Tanaka's got to be thinking, well, where do you stop this team?
Yeah,
and when
exactly.
Galesburg's playing well, that is a question a lot of coaches wonder.
Well, and I mean, it's gotten so commonplace. He hit that 3, and we heard a couple of hands go, yay. I mean, they've gotten to be too good right now.
42-19, Streaks lead by 23. We've just started the second half. Same 5, or not the same 5, actually. Holstein did not start the game. He's in for the second half. Here's Reynolds with it now. Now back it goes to Hyde. He gives it right back to Reynolds on the high-low, and his shot rolls off. Garrett Williams briefly lost the rebound, now comes up with it for Galesburg. Streaks lead the break to the other end. They do have their starting 5 on the floor to begin the second half. Davis, the Thompsons, Williams, and McElmurray. Ryan has it now on the outside. Williams sets a screen. Bucket back out behind the arc. They clear open the lane. Garrett takes the opening, and a nice job. Right hand up and in off the glass, and the Streaks score the first 5 of the second half to now lead by 25, 44-19.
Well, you're right. They do get to the point where if you're Minooka, there's nobody you can focus on because everybody scores for Galesburg.
A block from the backside. Brandon Thompson swipes the shot from Jake Hogan coming in from the backside. That'll be the first foul of the game on Brandon Thompson. And the first team foul on either club just underway in the second half, 6:31 to go third quarter. Silver Streaks lead 44-19. To the free throw line, first shot up and in for Jake Hogan, and that's the first point by a guard for Minooka in this game. 44-20 is the score. Hogan missed all four of his shots in the first half. Second free throw on the way, a lot of bounce to that rhythm there at the free throw line. Misses the second one, Chad Thompson with his third rebound. McElmurray will walk it across midcourt, picked up by Heidi there. Brandon Thompson on the dribble now. Oh, tough look into Chad Thompson. Gets fouled on the way. There were three Minooka defenders around there, and Thompson absolutely threaded that one in there, and Chad Thompson will get a couple of free throws here.
Yeah, especially against the zone, he who hesitates truly is lost. If there's an opening, you got to make it happen right there, and then Brandon looked like he was going to take the shot at the free throw line, quickly dropped it off to Chad, who makes free throw number one, and we're 5 points away from getting a continuous clock in the tournament officials don't mind having a few of those on a day when you've got eight games scheduled in a row.
Not until the fourth quarter, though.
Oh, that's right.
I like the way you're thinking. I'm sure Athletic Director Ralph Henning likes that thought, too, as the first game did run a little long.
Minooka might like that thought at this point. Get us out of here.
Thompson misses the second free throw at the other end. Holstein shoots a three from the wing, in and out. Rebound put back by Dean, and a swipe foul called on Ryan McElmurray. It's his second, and a chance for Dean to have a three-point play here. 45-22, and a timeout called by Scott Tanaka of Minooka. Just a 30-second timeout here.
You know, you notice the Quincy coach Sean Taylor was in the house, and dual purpose, he can come up and see his brother up here, and he can also scout the Silver Streaks again, and this is a completely different look, I'm sure, than what he saw us when we played him down there. Brian McElmurray stole the show and had his big offensive night. The rest of the team really didn't gel that well, but we played well enough to win. What he's looking at now is a five-headed monster.
Yeah. In fact, McElmurray had, 17 in that game, was 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Then he came back the following 2 weeks later and scored 21 against UT.
Mm-hmm.
Now Coach Mark Polite with the Panthers is here. And I told you at some point during the game, maybe it was after the game on Saturday night, I couldn't help but wonder what was going through his mind. His Panthers came into this gymnasium and handled the Silver Streaks really pretty easily in a conference victory, but just got demolished twice by Gurney Warren, once at the Pontiac tournament as Dean misses a free throw, and then once earlier in the day on Saturday, and then to see a team that his team handled pretty well come in and pull off the upset Saturday night. Here's Thompson at the other end. There's contact, misses the shot, then the rebound goes off his hands out of bounds, and Brandon's looking at the official wondering, how can he not call a foul on somebody there?
You know, so much of it is matchups. And
yep.
When we get a break here, I thought about that, just that fact, the matchups with UT and Warren. Talk about it more here in a second.
On the left side, Heidi trying to drive in. They clear it out for him from the left side, and a foul on the floor as he moves his way toward the basket. I think it's going to be a foul on McElmurray, and that'll be his third now.
But, you know, United Township, their key is the inside game. And you just can't score. Your big guys get neutralized because Warren is so big.
Back door look to Lavelle Dean cutting in from the left side from Reynolds. So the big guy gets the assist to his fellow post player down low, and it's 45-24. Minooka pulling back within 21. They trail by 20 at the half. Dalton Davis lost his balance, stutter stepped backwards, and that's only the second turnover of the game on the Silver Streaks.
You know, I noticed East Moline, Heppner only had 5 points against Warren, at least in their first meeting. Well, if he had 30 against us, we couldn't handle him inside. And we're still, I mean, you know, the big kid here is giving us a problem. But other than that, other teams aren't getting many points on the perimeter against us.
And United Township, not to say Warren doesn't have decent guards, but United Township's guard play has a tendency to neutralize the Silver Streaks guards more so than Warren did on Saturday night. Here's a three by Ben Heidi from the outside. Minooka's clicking a little bit better here in the second half than they did in the first half. Galesburg scored the first 5 points of the third quarter, but has been nearly neutralized since then.
And
as the shot rolls through at the
Chad
other
Thompson.
End. And yep, the foul before that, so third turnover of the game, and now Manuka can pull a little bit closer. Quick three by Heidi, starting to feel it now, and it rolls out. Tremaine Carson gets the rebound. That was a good look by Heidi. I don't know how that one didn't go down, and now the Streaks turn it over again at the other end. Three straight turnovers by Galesburg.
Yeah, and that will yield a timeout. Coach Reynolds saying, all right, too sloppy. Let's talk this over.
And a full timeout. Silver Streaks have been outscored 8-0 here. Lead by 18 still, though, at 45-27. 4:25 to go third quarter. This is Silver Streaks for boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:25 to go in the third quarter. 45-27 is the Galesburg lead. Reminder that we have Silver Streaks girls basketball coming up later today as well. Coach Evan Massey's team has its own winning streak on the line as Galesburg battles Morton this afternoon at Knox College. 1:30 is the scheduled tip-off there. 1:10 for our pregame show. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, hope you can be with us for Galesburg High School girls basketball this afternoon. And then one more game for the Galesburg boys after this one here today. Streaks will battle York, the Dukes, coming up tonight. Reynolds backing his way in on Tremaine Carson. He just absolutely bullied Tremaine right out of the way, and he banks it up and in. 45-29. Manuka's pulled within 16 on a 7-0 run here. Top of the circle, Carson. Right side, Garrett Williams. See if the Streaks want to kind of spread this one out a little bit more, create some opening in that lane. The Indians have switched back to a man defense here for the most part. Down low, Thompson. Good move to the basket. Takes it up and in. Dean tried to draw the charge, but the officials didn't give it to him, and it's 47-29, breaking the Manuka mini run.
Good recognition by Brandon as they went to the man, and I don't think they'll last long in that man-to-man. They just can't control us.
Down low, Lavelle Dean pump fakes, gets Chad Thompson to bite just enough to shoot it up and in off the glass, 47-31. Galesburg by 16, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams, Chad Thompson. Williams drives in. Now steps toward the basket, into the lane, Tremaine Carson, back door to Dalton Davis, up and in, right along the baseline.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see him staying in that man-to-man very long. Nice thought, but the Streaks will just cut him up.
Off midcourt, Ben Heidi, Lavelle Dean, good backdoor cut, skip pass out to Holstein, now into the lane, Reynolds gives it right side through the lane to Dean, back out to Heidi, good defense by the Silver Streaks. Could have given up some shots there, but they hung right with it, didn't give up anything. Now Reynolds back on the outside. We've got a foul away from the ball on Chad Thompson as he was doing battle on the inside, but he'll get called for the foul, his second. And the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks now in the second half with an 18-point lead. On the inbound, Holstein, left of the basket, gets it in, wide open. Hogan shoots the baseline shot from about 12 feet away. His first basket, it's 49-33. Somebody lost him defensively.
Six out of their last seven. Manuka all of a sudden can't miss. They look like a decent team. Streaks with the ball, and Thompson moving around the high side. Very patient after the timeout. I think Coach Mike Reynolds said let's value our possessions a little bit more, get better shots. So far we're 2-for-2 since the timeout. See what happens here.
Thompson in the lane. Chad trying to turn around. Leans in on Lavelle Dean. Contact made there. Now the rebound batted out, and Holstein comes up with it for Manuka.
Wasn't a
foul. Tough no calls for the Silver Streaks a couple of times down the floor in the second half. Thompson had some contact on Lavelle Dean, ended up nearly missing everything on the shot down low. A lot of contact on that possession, too. Now a turnover called as Ben Heidi stutter steps before he gets the ball on the floor. That's only the first turnover on Manuka in the second half.
Yeah, Tremaine Carson and Adam Reynolds were mixing it up that time. Tremaine not going to back down. He gives away a little size. I said, Reynolds, he looks like Biff Tannen off the Back to the Future movies. Got that crew cut, big, bulky guy. Good basketball player.
He didn't mess with Biff in Back to the Future. And Reynolds is not to be messed with here today. He's had a good game. Kind of quieted down here in the second half, but he's been more involved in the motion of the offense, including a couple of assists here in the second half, as opposed to just the one basket, which gives him 15 for the game. Had 13 in the first half. 13 of Manuka's 19 first half points. Brandon Thompson a little out of control on the drive in from the right side, but Tremaine Carson gets the rebound. Garrett shoots the three and drains it from the corner. That was all part of the offense, right?
Yeah, well, and Tremaine had Brandon's back on that one. Not a good shot by Thompson, but Tremaine clears the weak side board, drops it out to Williams, who drops it in.
And at the other end, Adam Reynolds with a little runner inside the lane, gets it up and in, and now we've got a foul as both teams head up court, and the official looks right at, oh, a technical foul call. I think that's on Reynolds. It is. So maybe a little too much talking again. We saw him doing a lot of talking in the first half, some barking going on, and maybe that's what the official got him for after that basket down low. I don't know. Both teams were heading up court as the Silver Streaks were inbounding it from the baseline. Garrett Williams makes the first free throw. He has 6 in this quarter, 9 for the game, now 10 for the game as he makes both free throws.
If you notice, Mike likes to rotate the guys on technical foul shots. We've seen McElmurray toe the line, Brandon Thompson. That time he sends Garrett Williams up there. Probably not a bad idea to get them comfortable with that being there all by yourself. It's kind of a different feeling, but who knows, late in the season, what player might have some awfully important free throws to hit in that situation.
Williams with it now on the right side. Back top of the circle it goes to Dalton Davis. Bounce pass, back door. Williams gives off to Tremaine, flips it up toward the basket, and it rolls through. Bank shot off the glass, hung on the rim, then dropped through the cylinder, and just like that, Streaks are again on top by 21, 56-35, under a minute to go, third quarter.
And a good assist from Garrett Williams, who made a quick flip pass in the lane that time. Garrett's improved a lot since last year. He really has.
Top of the circle, Ben Heide. Streaks stick with the man defense. Lob over to Kevin Burkett. Drives, now dishes it off to Dean at the free throw line. Shot too strong. Brandon with the rebound. Third of the game for Thompson. First miss of the second half for Lavelle Dean. He has 10 on the game. Right side, Williams with it on the wing. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson. 20 seconds to go. Streaks almost surely will hold for the last shot here. Brandon cuts down the lane, gets it over to Chad Thompson. He could have taken, either one of those guys could have taken the shot, but they are holding for the final shot. Down to 10 seconds to go. Dalton Davis at half court. Now over to Brandon Thompson. They clear it out. Backdoor cut, Tremaine.
Wow.
Up and in with a left hand.
That
is the end of the third quarter.
My. What a great finish to the quarter. This team, when they decide to be, they are awfully sharp.
57-35 at the end of three. Silver Streaks in command. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
I'm Will Stevenson. Find out how the Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Team helps local EMTs in emergency winter situations by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks lead by 22 beginning the fourth quarter. Down low, Nick Kazmir Lang in at the quarter break. Lost the handle on it. They kick it back out. Left side three by Anthony Thomas. Rolls off on the weak side rebound. To Brandon Thompson, who leads the break to the other end. Gets it into the front court to Ryan McElmurray. Drives baseline, skips it out left to Garrett Williams. Top of the circle, Dalton Davis. Brandon's open on the right side. He has it now. Drives baseline, tries to thread it through the lane and knocked out of bounds by Dean. 58-35, and the stats continue to look very good for the Silver Streaks here.
21 of 34 from the field here through three quarters, winning the rebounding battle. Turnovers low at four. Had a little lull there in the third quarter, but it really picked it up again here.
Dalton Davis short on the three-pointer from the right wing, but it bounces back out to him, and the Streaks get another crack at it. McElmurray with it in the midcourt circle, right side to Brandon Thompson. 7:10 to go in the game. Gelsberg leading.
There we go.
23, I guess. Down low to Tremaine Carson. The lob from the outside from McElmurray, and Tremaine's in double figures with 10 now.
Usually run that to the left side with Chad Thompson, this time to the right side with Carson. Tremaine is so aggressive. I enjoy watching him play out there.
Right side three. This one won't go down either, and Tremaine jumps into the middle of the lane to come down with that rebound. Down the lane, Thompson right side up and in. He has 16 on the game now, and the Streaks lead 62-35. On the outside, well, is Thomas going to shoot it again? Nope, this time he'll pass it up. Right side over to Myers, the sophomore, into the game for the first time. As Coach Scott Tanaka for Manuka, putting some more players on the floor who haven't seen much time, at least in this game. Dean stays in there, though. Reynolds is on the bench, the leading scorer. In fact, he's sitting at the end of the bench, almost isolated from everybody else with his hand on his chin, with his chin on his hand. 6 minutes to go in the game. Top of the circle, Thomas drives, dishes it out left side, Myers for three, knocks it down. His first basket of the game, 61-38. Gelsberg was starting to push toward that magic 30-point mark in the fourth quarter, and Manuka keeps it away for a while. 30-point leads to continuous clock. Tournament officials often like to see that. Keeps things running on schedule. Brandon Thompson pulls up just inside the arc.
He's playing horse right now.
Gosh, he shot that so purely you hardly even saw the net move.
Yeah.
On the outside, Myers lost the ball off his foot, picks it up, down low to Dean, turns around to Tremaine Carson in the lane with a one hand, puts it up and in. He has 8 in the second half and 12 for the game.
Well, they're able to use their size just enough to keep us from getting to that 30-point mark, and I've got to think we're going to clear our bench here within the next minute and a half, 2 minutes anyway.
Garrett Williams with a turnaround jumper from 15 feet, missed it. Rebound to Myers for Manuka. He leads it into the front court. 5 minutes to go in the game. Gelsberg on top, 64-40, and a whistle away from the ball. I believe a foul on Lavelle Dean. That'll be only the second turnover of the second half on Manuka. And the third foul on Dean.
Yeah, Dean just trying to get Tremaine Carson off of him. Tremaine always puts a little arm out there right on the player to make sure he knows where he's at, and Dean was getting tired of that and just threw his arm down, and the official saw that and said, "We're going the other way, boys."
See if Brandon Thompson's done for the game. Chad Johnson has replaced him on the floor. Lamont Ross moves to the head of the bench, talking to the coaching staff, so it looks like he'll be the next player in. Carson down the lane and an offensive foul call from the right baseline as Thomas was there waiting for him, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Tremaine Carson. Only the fifth Gelsberg turnover. 4:43 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 24. Into the front court, Thomas. Works his way to the top of the circle. Streaks have kind of settled back into a kind of a quiet zone as Thomas penetrates. Missed it. McElmurray with the rebound. Leads the break to Garrett Williams. Lays it up and in. And Garrett's in double figures now. He has 12. And the balance for the Silver Streaks continues. 66-40. Three-pointer won't go down. Boy, Thomas is just shooting it from all over the place now. Tremaine Carson with the rebound. He has 6 boards on the game. Wilkie and Ross for the Silver Streaks waiting at the scoring table to come in. Chad Johnson is already on the floor as he replaced Brandon Thompson. Garrett Williams banks it in from 17 feet away on the left side.
Yeah, they're just having fun today. Just having fun to a man. Everybody in the act.
28-point lead with 3:45 to go in the game. York is all that stands in the way of the Silver Streaks of winning their own Martin Luther King tournament. That'll be the contest at 5:45 tonight here on WGIL. Gelsberg girls doing battle with Morton at Knox College at 1:30 today, also here on WGIL. Rebound putback won't go down for Kevin Burkett flying in from the left side after Jesse Collins missed the baby hook in the lane. But he got fouled on the rebound and get a chance at a couple of free throws here. And the three Streaks players waiting at the scoring table to come in, soon to be four. We'll have to wait for the first free throw. Davis and Williams will sit down. Looks like McElmurray will get a break as Seth Morling has joined Wilkie and Ross at the scoring table, ready to come in for the Silver Streaks for the final 3.5 minutes of the game. Burkett's first free throw is good.
Tell you what, Burkett, a junior, could really be a key for this team. If he would develop into a good ball handler, he's got some quickness with the size of some of these kids, and some of them off the bench, they got good athletes. They only got 11 kids on their roster right now for whatever reason.
Second free throw, good as well. First 2 points of the game for Burkett. 68-42, Galesburg by 26. Ross, Johnson, Morling, and Wilkie join Tremaine Carson on the floor. Tremaine drives with the right hand, goes in strong right at Nick Kazmir Lang, who gets him with the body on the shot. That's the first foul of the game on Kazmir Lang, and Stefan Simic will have to wait for Tremaine to shoot free throws here to come into the game. He is the last player who's played good minutes in this game who will go out as Tremaine makes the first free throw. And Tremaine's in double figures with 11, so we'll get that double figure count for you because the Streaks have a lot of them in double figures today. He makes the second free throw. He'll step out of the game for the rest now as the Streaks lead 70-42. Carson finishes the game with 12. Chad Thompson and, nope, Chad just missed double figures with 9. I take it back. Garrett Williams had 14 in the game. Brandon Thompson with 18 in the game. So again, good balance by the Silver Streaks as the shot goes down on this end. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. It's 70-44. And a takeaway by Burkett at half court. He took it out of Chad Johnson's hands and then rolled over on the floor to get called for traveling himself.
Yeah, good effort, but didn't pay off because at some point you got to get your feet set.
On the inbounds, Stefan Simic's foot was on the sideline. So that's the seventh Galesburg turnover. You know, on the season, there's only been one game that the Silver Streaks did not commit fewer turnovers. Sorry, that's not right. Three games that the Silver Streaks did not commit fewer turnovers than their opponents. One game, they had the same number. Here's a little turnaround by Jesse Collins. And that's certainly a point of pride for the Silver Streaks team, as well as they handle the ball with this guard-oriented team. Morling has it now on the right side. 2:20 to go in the game. Streaks on top, 70-46. Simic gets fouled on the outside. Collins came out, got too much of the body out high. Simic tried to start his drive. That's only the fifth team foul on Manuka, so the Streaks will have to inbound it. Here comes Jake Ennis into the game for Galesburg as Chad Johnson takes the seat. So good to see some of these guys get some time on the floor without continuous clock.
Over 2 minutes to play here. They may all get some touches, get a shot or two in, actually may even break a sweat this time.
Yeah, you can actually run some offense without sort of the urgency of the clock continuing to run down against you. Backdoor look from Ennis to Lamont Ross is stolen away right into the hands of Kazmir Lang for Manuka. On the right side, Burkett with it, trying to post up Ross, lobs it in. Boy, Collins just bullied over.
Yeah, you wonder why he doesn't play more. The kid's a pretty good scorer. I mean, they've got some size down low, but he's the only senior on the team.
Yeah, he's got 6 in the game all in this quarter now. Right side, Simic drives. Maybe gets away with a little hand check. Sit out to Ennis.
Just inside the arc.
Hits a 19-foot shot. Jake scores in the varsity level for the first time this season. And the Streaks lead 72-48. 80 seconds to go in the game. Skip pass right side to Manuka. 3 on the way for Thomas. He's been firing him up from all over the place in this fourth quarter. Missed it again. Morling with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court. Simic with it now. Works around a screen from Ennis. Wanted it on the reverse. And another foul out high by Collins. Well, maybe that's why he doesn't play so often. He's fouling Simic 22 feet away from the basket.
Several times. Well, and I don't think... Once Adam Reynolds picked up the tee, did he just sit down and never? No, he's at the end of the bench. Their leading scorer, the big kid. Seemed like shortly after he got that technical, they sat him down.
Of course, you're right.
They got another game to play, too, so they probably want to get him a little rest.
Yep. Simic misses the free throw. Rebound by Minooka with under a minute to go in the game. Streaks leading by 24. Here's a steal by Jake Innes. A one-on-two, so he has to pull it back out at the other end. Now Wilkie has it. Thought about shooting the three. Gets it back out high. Simich with it on the right side. Dribbles toward the top of the circle with the left hand. Now goes down the line. Fakes the pass. Takes it to the basket, and he'll get a chance at another free throw. This time a two-shot foul. Nice look. Faked to the left with the pass and then continued to take it right down the lane. First foul of the game on Josh Amos. Another senior. One of the few on this team, as Jim was mentioning a moment ago. Simich makes the first free throw.
Good.
Just Galesburg by 25. Go ahead, Jim.
10 before 11, and I'm looking at Minooka's schedule to play again at 2 o'clock, so they've got a three-hour turnaround. So, yeah, I'm sure that Coach Tanaka wanting to get a few of his players some rest to maybe win a game and get out of here with one this afternoon.
First two games have not been close today. Maine South defeated Marion Catholic 71-45, and now the Silver Streaks leading big here with 20 seconds to go in the game. Collins with a rebound put back off his own miss. Zach Wilkie misses the three-pointer. Collins comes down with a rebound, so he's racking up some points here late in the game. Down to 8 seconds to go. Silver Streaks bench on its feet. Right side drive. Put back won't go. Simich with the rebound, and that's the ball game. He heaves one from three-quarter court, and Simich's shot goes off the back iron. He almost made that one. 74-50, Streaks win it easily over Minooka. They led from the very get-go and cruise to their 11th straight victory, now 17-3 on the season. When we come back on the post-game show, we'll take a look at the final statistics, the individual scoring. We'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff, and we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg wins at 74-50. The post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're not big oil. We're local. We produce our oil right here from the oil fields of Illinois. Not offshore, not overseas. Around 16,000 wells produce nearly 10 million barrels a year, providing income to over 34,000 people, creating over 14,000 jobs, generating over $3 billion in economic output every year that circulates in our towns, not overseas. Money that fuels small businesses, feeds families, and pays $700 million in taxes, supporting schools and local governments. Learn more about the economic impact from the Illinois Oil and Gas Association at IOGA.com. Illinois crude oil producers are small businesses that make a big difference. Brought to you by the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board.
Pooch on the block following me around. Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Arf, arf. Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
We're ready to pull that tooth, Mr. Peters. How you doing today?
It hurts.
How's that again?
I think he said it hurts.
Just relax. Where'd you get that WGIL button on your coat?
I can win up to $500.
What did he say?
He says he can win up to $500.
Hmm. Maybe I need a button. Ready, nurse?
Ready, doctor.
Okay, Mr. Peters, you'll be under for just a few minutes while I extract this button. Tooth.
The new purple WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Three bedrooms, 1.5 baths. This tri-level home on Dayton and Galesburg has many updates and is ready for new owners. Cherry tree hickory cabinets, three-season room with hot tub. Check out this property that's for sale by owner in Galesburg by logging on to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. A winter weather advisory in effect till 6 tonight. Snow, sleet, or freezing rain this morning, then rain or sleet in the afternoon. Accumulation up to an inch, high of 35. Steady temps tonight, rain, snow, and sleet in the evening, then a chance of snow or freezing rain after midnight. Temperatures falling throughout the day tomorrow with a chance of morning snow. Currently it's 27 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Manuka 74-50, their 11th consecutive victory to improve to 17-3 on the season and one victory away from winning this Martin Luther King tournament. And Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now with Sun in tow. Let's turn it over to Jim Lee, find out what the coach's thoughts on the game were.
All right, well, any concerns about a letdown coming into this got quelled pretty quickly. You guys came out with a pressure defense, forced a few turnovers, got the pace up, and blew them out early.
Yeah, I mean, we had to play. I mean, you saw they have two bigs in there, which when people have two bigs, it's a struggle for us. They got some easy baskets and some things, but the one thing, we shared the ball, and then we moved the ball, and when you share the ball and move the ball like we did on offense today, we're hard to guard.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen us consistently have better ball movement. Of course, a lot of it is the team that you're playing, but they, even in that zone defense, you guys were zipping it around. And like you said, shared scoring seemed like you were passing up good shots to get even better shots.
Yeah, I thought we were really good today, to be real honest. I mean, I thought our defense waned a little bit there in the third quarter, but I mean, I think, you know, that's kind of be to be expected a little bit, but you know, we tried to help and get those big guys. But I thought the way our guys share the ball, the one official who's had us, you know, for 3 years said the difference between now and 3 years ago is how much better these guys have gotten. They share the ball, they move the ball. It's not one guy looking for their own thing. So it's been very pleasant surprise to see, and our maturation process has been pretty big time.
Yeah, it really has. You can tell all the seniors that we have on the court right now, and they seem to, you know, and I know winning cures a lot of things, but I look out there and the kids really seem to have fun playing the game. And I would think even in practice, you don't have to beat them over the head to come practice. They just love to play the game.
Well, sometimes we have to beat them over the head to practice, but we let Coach Cheeseman do that because I don't like to beat anybody up normally. But we, you know, these guys, we have great chemistry. I, to be real honest, we have championship chemistry. You know, I don't know that we have enough parts to win championships and things. I mean, that remains to be seen. But certainly we have championship chemistry, and I thought it showed Saturday night, you know, when we out-talented, out everything. And, you know, our chemistry and our competitiveness, you know, came through, and I think the same thing happened today. I thought we were competitive. We have great chemistry. The ball moved, and you can tell great chemistry when you see the guys on the bench and they're cheering for the guys that are in there. There's no selfishness. You know, I thought we shared the ball. I thought Brandon and Bucket passed the ball extremely well today, and Dalton. I thought it was a great game.
Yeah, you know, and we were talking with Dalton after the game the other night because he is having to guard a big guy inside, and here again tonight, you put him on one of the big boys, and he's given up a lot of height, but he'll push and bump and grind and give you what you need, I guess.
Well, he's certainly not gonna give up in heart. You know, he's gonna play, and he's gonna play the right way, and. That's why when we walked in 3 years ago, and about after that first open gym, I said, he's the guy that's got to play all the time. And his toughness and his mental makeup has just permeated our whole program. And look where we're at now. You know, we're sitting at 17-3 with a chance to win a championship, which would be number two for the year. But, we you know, when I came here, this was a pipe dream to think this would happen this quickly. But these guys have made it happen, and I'm proud of them.
Well, and another guy that really does a lot of dirty work when he has to, Tremaine Carson, you really seem to know when he's going to be effective. Against Alleman the other night, he had a ton of rebounds and limited playing time. Then, you know, the Saturday night game, he wasn't going to be able to get a lot done. Today, again, he comes in there and giving up size, but, man, he doesn't give an inch in there.
Well, what he doesn't have in size, he has in quickness and toughness and intelligence, and he's really bought into his role. And does he deserve to start some nights? Well, of course he does. You know, we tried that one time, and he's 0-1 as a starter, so we're gonna keep it the way it is. So we tried that the first game of the year, and it didn't work out so well. So maybe that's my superstition. But I know with Garrett starting, you know, that small lineup, we're undefeated, and you know, we're not going to be forever, but, you know, let's ride it as long as we can.
What's the timeline for Aslan? Another 3-4 weeks anyway, or what?
He goes back to the doctor after we play Moline. That Monday and Tuesday after we play Moline and Rockford East. So, you know, best case scenario, maybe against Quincy, Blue Island. You know, worst case scenario, maybe another week or so after that. So, you know, we're looking, you know, still a couple more conference games. We'd like to get him back to the last 5 conference games. That's best case scenario, but, you know, we don't know.
Well, right now you're getting along all right without him, but I know down the road you're going to need that depth, huh?
Well, we're going to need the depth, and we need the size. You know, when you roll in and you know, you watched the UT-Warren game, and UT looked like we did against Warren, like we looked against UT, you know, way out athleted, way out ever. So that gives, you know, the people for the Warren here can see how athletic and big that Warren is. We're going to need another big at some point, a big that can score, which Aslan can do at some point to spread the defense and be able to fit right in. He's been a great teammate. He'll fit right back in, and I don't think it'll be pretty seamless.
Okay. Well, and finally, you'll talk to Brad a little more about this later in the afternoon on the pregame before the final game, though. But what we've seen of York in flashes, they put some good athletes out there. They could be a problem.
Certainly, they're really good. You know, they lost some games early in the year when their Division I player was injured. I guess that'll do it to you a little bit when you said a Division I player, but. You know, he's got an offer from Tulane, and he's really good. And I know Bucket will be up for the challenge. You know, he'll come out here, and Ryan will want to play him and guard him. They're similar to us. You know, they're similar to us. They don't get a lot of things inside. They get things inside off the dribble more than they get them, you know, off the pass. So it should be an interesting test for us. They got a tough game against UT here next game, and hopefully UT can take them about 9 overtimes, tire them out.
That's been your plan with Mark the whole time here, hasn't it? Wear out the best teams.
Yeah, he hasn't. He hasn't lived up to his end of the bargain yet. But, you know, he wore us out here on the court when they came and played us. So I figured he could wear somebody out that we're going to play once in a while.
Okay, another fun day. We'll have at it tonight. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Take a break here on the postgame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final team statistics, the individual scoring numbers, and give VR Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Galesburg wins its 11th in a row. Streaks are now 17-3 on the season after a 74-50 win over Minooka. More postgame coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Miss Peg is retiring at the end of the month, and everything at Toys and Teachers must go. This week, all merchandise in the store is 35% off. Stock up on educational toys and let Peg say thanks for being a customer with 35% off savings. Wondering where you'll find all the things you need after Toys and Teachers closes? Stone Alley is carrying all the books you love. Calico Cat has a selection of the games. Head to Sweets for collectible erasers and squishies. And Mother Goosebumps will offer many of the toys. But right now, everything is 35% off at Toys and Teachers on Seminary Street. So save while you can, before it's too late.
Crown work normally requires 2 visits to the dentist. At Owen Family Dentistry in Galesburg, Dr. Ruel Owen and Dr. Adam Welty utilize cutting-edge CEREC technology to complete the entire procedure in 1 visit. No need for a return trip. Call and schedule your appointment, because it's never too late to change your smile.
It's winter. Time to button up. Win cash by wearing the new purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks prevail over Minooka 74-50. And the third game of the day is underway. First 2 games have not been close. Main South over Marion Catholic 71-45. Streaks beat Minooka 74-50. Right now, fourth-ranked Warren, although they won't be fourth-ranked for very long. I think the new AP polls for the classes come out this afternoon. We'll find out where they are later today. But they're battling Sterling. How do you think this one's going to turn out, Jim?
Well, I'm inclined to favor Warren in this one.
Although I missed all four NFL games over the weekend, so I, what do I know?
Well, I guess they are winning right now, aren't they? Two to nothing.
2-0.
Despite the missed free throw. All right, let's take a look at the final stats from the Galesburg game, which with a 24-point victory, the stats pretty well show exactly how the game went.
Well, the Silver Streak shot it well really throughout the contest. In fact, we were over 50% every quarter.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
No.
6 of 11, 8 of 13, 7 of 10, 6 of 10, 27 of 44, 61%.
Nice.
And that included getting your bench in considerably in the fourth quarter. A lot of times your shooting percentage will go by the boards then, but they even came in and knocked a few shots down for us. So 61% shooting for Galesburg. And Manuka, after they took a 3 for 14 in the first quarter, they too shot pretty well the rest of the way, picked it up to 43% at 21 out of 49. Silver Streaks with a good job on the boards against a bigger Manuka, really front line down low. Silver Streaks won the rebounding battle 29-19 in this one. Again, as we said, Tremaine Carson came off the bench and cleared a number of them for us. And the turnover count, Manuka ends with 9 on the game. Silver Streaks had 8, 7 of those. 8 of those coming in the second half. We only had one at the break.
That's right.
And then the tempo got up a little bit, got a little sloppier there at times in the second half. But when the game was on the line, we took very good care of the basketball. And it wasn't on the line for very long because this game was over in a hurry as the Streaks jumped out to that first quarter lead.
Other team statistics to give you. Manuka finishes 3 of 15 from three-point range. Galesburg 5 of 15. Streaks were 15 of 18 from the free throw line, so continue to shoot well at the free throw line. Manuka finished just 5 of 9. Individual scoring, as expected, Adam Reynolds leads all scorers in this game. No, I take it back. Not all scorers, but he does lead Manuka with 17. Lavelle Dean finished with 12, and Jesse Collins off the bench had 8 points all in the fourth quarter. So just giving you again an idea of how much post play continues to be a struggle for the Silver Streaks, even in the middle of this 11-game winning streak. That represents 37 of the 50 points, all coming from down low. In fact, Nick Kazmir Lang off the bench at 6'3", also had a couple of points. So 39 of their 50 points came from their post players in this game. Ben Heide, Darren Myers, Jake Hogan each had 3 points. Kevin Burkett with 2. Adam Holstein, Anthony Thomas, Josh Amos did not score for the Indians. For the Silver Streaks, got almost everybody into the game, led by Brandon Thompson, who led all scorers with 18 in this game. Garrett Williams had 14, Tremaine Carson off the bench with 12. Chad Thompson just missed double figures with 9. Ryan McElmurray, 7. Dalton Davis had 5. Chad Johnson off the bench also with 5. Stefan Simic and Jake Innes each had 2 points. So, again, good balance for the Silver Streaks from top to bottom. Zach Wilkie, Lamont Ross, and Seth Moreland got in the fourth quarter but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it today 74-50. Their 11th straight victory to improve to 17-3 on the season. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game will set up the schedule for the rest of the day for you as well here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Crop insurance deadlines are March 15th. Spring prices are set in February. Do you have your 2011 marketing plan in place? Is your plan based on projected revenue and expenses, or are you making decisions based on last year? In 7 years, we have not seen 2 years alike. Our goal is to help you manage risk, not speculate on what we think will happen.
North & Company Risk Management offers marketing services as well as crop insurance, so they can give you the most complete risk management service. Call North & Company Risk Management at 800-322-7140.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg boys prevail over Manuka 74-50. That's their 11th straight victory. Silver Streaks are now 17-3 on the season. One more game to go tonight against the York Dukes. Right now, Warren Township struggling a bit against the Sterling Golden Warriors, who really haven't played a close game in this tournament. But they're battling Warren here in the early going, leading 5-4 over the Blue Devils. So let's take a look at, well, I guess our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, first of all, Jim.
Yeah, this was a little tougher because you had a game where the Silver Streaks just jumped on them right out of the gate. So any question about the outcome of the game, there really wasn't a crunch time to speak of. But, some guys came in and did some nice things off the bench. As we said, the starters spread the wealth around. Nobody really dominated, so nobody, I guess, jumped out at us there. But one guy that came off the bench got things scoring in a hurry, picked up a couple of points right out of the gates and gave us some spark, which we like to see, and a guy that will be real instrumental in what the Streaks are able to do next year is Chad Johnson, and he hasn't had the award yet this year, so I think maybe it would be a good time to give it to Chad.
So Chad Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, finishes with 5 points. That's his varsity career high. But they all came in the second quarter when Silver Streaks may have been looking to kind of settle in a little bit, and Johnson came off the bench and certainly did not allow that to happen. Hit a couple of quick buckets and actually brought in some pretty aggressive defensive play as well. So Chad Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Sterling, meanwhile, continues to struggle down low, as sure teams will do throughout the season against Warren. Blue Devils looking to take the lead here. Sean Taylor wasn't here very long. He and his brother Matt Taylor, head coach of Marion Catholic, headed out of the gym, I suppose, to go sit and have a cup of coffee together or something and give each other a hard time. Matt Taylor is a bigger guy than Sean is, but he also has a full head of hair, which Sean does not. But when you look at them right next to each other, then you can see the family resemblance really is there after all.
Yeah, and Mark said that he's much quieter than Sean, which I guess I don't know how you couldn't be.
So, let's see. Sean must be the younger one then, if that's the case.
Yep, that sure is. It works out that way. So, those guys, I don't think they, especially Sean Taylor, I don't think they'll probably run into either one of these teams down the road. Sterling, a smaller school than Quincy, and for Quincy to play Gurney Warren, we'd probably have to see them in Peoria. And I don't think Sean's got the team to get to Peoria with this year. They got it handed to them pretty good by Central there Saturday night, about a 25-point loss to a good Peoria Central team.
They continue to hover right around the 500 mark, though, so it's not a completely devastating year for them by any means.
It's a mark of good coaching because from what we saw, they really don't have much. They've a lot of young underclassmen and no real scoring, proven scorers, and for them to compete as well as they have after we saw them, I think says a lot.
Well, and we also knew. I mean, we said it going down there. We said it on the air that night. If you're going to play Quincy in a year in which they lose pretty much all of their scoring from the previous year, well, let's get them the first game of the conference season. And if you're going to beat them at home, let's get them the first game of the conference season, because I think we knew deep down inside even then that they were going to get better as the year went along.
Yeah.
And they're obviously hanging in there all right. I'm sure they're still not playing as well as Coach Taylor would like, but come a week and a half from here when the Blue Devils are in town, I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination when they come up here next Friday night. Not this Friday, but the following Friday night.
Yeah. Well, and, speaking of games that are close, we're watching this and we thought, well, Warren will be out here. They'll be mad and they'll come out and just hammer Sterling. Well, Sterling's leading them 9-8 almost through one quarter, and I think, you know, Sterling has taken a page out of the Gelsberg. They saw how aggressively Gelsberg attacked, and they're doing the same thing. This Warren team is really big and really a lot of potential, but there's a lot of standing around and not a lot of aggressiveness. And I think this is, Sterling is just getting after it. They're playing a little football out there.
I'm watching Chuck Ramsey, the head coach of Warren. He's been around, 18 seasons, I believe, with the Blue Devils, and
he never sits down.
Coached the sophomore program a whole lot even before that one. What'd we say, 253 games as a sophomore coach even before that. And he is standing there with his hands on his hips, a dour look on his face, looking much like he did in most of the night in the Galesburg game, too. He is not happy with his team's play. And when they turned it over on that last possession down the trip, turned in disgust. So Sterling now leads here by 5 coming toward the end of the first quarter. Well, we thought Galesburg's win over Warren was big, and we're a long way from anything happening here, but Sterling has not played well in this tournament. fact, probably the closest game they played was that Galesburg game back in December. So otherwise, they lost by 20 to Maine South. They lost by 19 to York. So for them to hang into this game at all, of all the games that they're playing down here, to hang out in this one would just be beyond David and Goliath, I think.
Well, you know, I wondered when I got up this morning and heard the forecast, too, if it would play any havoc with, because a lot of these teams have long drives, and it's going to be worse up in the Chicago area than it is here from what we're told weather-wise. But, you know, they're saying the later we get into the day, the higher the temperature goes and it turns to all rain. So, actually, the roads may be better for the first half of their drive, at least, if they wait until, you know, later to go home than if they went home right now where there's still some sleet and such out there. So looks like everybody's going to stay. Nobody's going to bail out early. And of course, York is our final opponent, the last game of the day. And so hopefully we can get everything done today.
So we'll go ahead and wrap things up here from John Thiel Gymnasium. Once again, a reminder coming up later today here on WGIL, Galesburg girls try to extend their winning streak with the Morton Potters in town. Knox College is the location for that game as the boys will be taking up John Thiel Gymnasium pretty much for the rest of the day. 1:30 is the scheduled start time at Knox. That'll put our pregame show with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson at about 1:10 this afternoon as Coach Evan Massey's team battles Morton. Then tonight, Galesburg boys battle the York Dukes. That is a scheduled 5:45 start. That would put our pregame at just a little before 5:30 tonight, but it's also the last game of the four in the evening session, so a good chance that won't start on time, but we certainly invite you to join us at about 5:25 this afternoon, late this afternoon, early evening, and we'll be keeping you updated from John Thiel Gymnasium on where our progress is toward the final game of the Martin Luther King Tournament as Galesburg battles York this evening. Again, the first meeting ever between those two programs, and it'll be for the Silver Streaks to wrap up this Martin Luther King Tournament Championship if they can come away with a victory. So for Jim Lee, for Brian Prescott at the Downtown Studios, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, the final in today's game, Galesburg defeats Manuka 74-50, their 11th straight win. Good morning from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.